It's Wednesday, the 6th of March. It's not a nice morning. It could be a nice morning because there's a few wee patches of the blue sky. I thought the rain had gone off, but it hadn't. Or it hasn't, I should say. So I'll just stand here at the back door. There's a wee bit of shelter at the back door. Stinker. Another stinkery morning. April showers. April dreariness so far. Oh my. And a cold wind to boot. Need to go and shelter over by the laurel tree bush. And over here. Yeah, that's better. That's better. No, not a nice morning. Well, as I said, there are some blue patches, but in general, still, no control over the weather. Had a pretty good sleep last night until what time? Until probably around about 5:30, 5:45, something like that. Where my body told me I really needed to go, as in really needed to go, but I was too tired to go. But eventually, my body won. And I got up 20 minutes to 7, back to bed, just lay there and I'm sort of a snooze mode, just like how you put your alarm clock on snooze. Neither awakened nor asleep. But certainly discomfort for the last hour and a half of the night. Anyway, that's life, c'est la vie. Oh, standing here now, I can see a bush that I don't normally see from my usual perch, my forsythia, which has beautiful yellow blooms on it. Don't know why, but I've seen forsythias growing all over the country, absolutely covered in yellow blooms. Mines. maybe this year it's going to be resplendent because it's about, what, 7 foot high in general. It's 6 or 7 foot across. But it's grown leggy, you see. So, you know, there's nothing. So I went bare towards the bottom half. But it should still flower. You've got to watch when you prune these things. Well, it's the same with most flowering plants. But, I've avoided pruning it completely last year to see if it makes a difference. Usually I do get flowers, but nothing like the masses that I've seen in other people's gardens or even ones that I've seeded at the side of the road. We'll see what happens, but at least now from this angle I can see that it has yellow flowers on it. I don't know how many. It's an awkward angle I'm standing at, sort of my back. That's better. Better. So yesterday wasn't a particularly nice day either. I'm trying to think when I got done yesterday. Yes, I did do some work yesterday. What did I do in the afternoon? Not a lot. Bits and pieces. Oh, I know a song about that. Bits and pieces. The wee birdies are still flitting about, even though it's raining, doesn't make any difference to them. And little feathered friends. Little blue tits are notorious for taking the new grown buds off the trees and the plants. I don't know what they get from that. I've never actually really seen them eating one, but I've seen them pecking at an arm and them falling to the ground, and I don't know why they do that. They're just being twisted wee buggers. I don't know. And I used to chase them when I saw them doing it, especially the flower buds, the tiny wee flower buds on the cherry trees and that. I used to chase them. Get off, you wee bugger, stop doing that. I just leave them there. They live alongside nature. As best you can. My big toes stop hurting, just as an afterthought. Yesterday morning, it was hurting, but it wasn't really hurting really bad, but it was hurting a wee bit. So I thought I'd be clever, and before I put my socks and my shoes on, I got a plaster, and I put it over the big toenail, wrapped it around below the toe. Yeah, there you go. Nice and tidy, stop the front edge of the nail from catching on the socks or anything else. But, 5 minutes later, I was in absolute pain. I was hobbling. A quarter an hour later, I was still hobbling and the pain was getting worse and worse and worse. I thought, what the hang is going on? So, I just set myself down for a minute and think, what did I do? What's going on this morning? I haven't stubbed it. Yeah, put a plaster on. Right, okay. Sock and shoe off. Took the plaster off, and within a couple of minutes, I was in ecstasy. I really was in ecstasy. It was almost as if someone had injected me with a good feeling. It was like, oh, wow, the pain's gone, and I feel good. Oh. I'm not kidding. That's just exactly how I felt. It was crazy stuff, you know. If somebody had given me a buzz or... So it was me putting the plaster on and pulling the nail down, probably pulling it into the quick. Why do they call it the quick? What's that all about? The quick. It couldn't have been the slow or the fast. So it's not bad this morning, actually, standing here. It's not bad at all. I'm going to see the doc about something. It's the 20th of this month. A couple of items I need to go and see the doc about. And I'll mention, if I still haven't bothered with it, I'll mention the toe. I'd really like to have a look at my big T doc. It's Ian Majip. So anyway, sit down. Let's take a look at it. Right, it's going to have to come off, I'm afraid. Oh, you mean my sock? Oh yeah, okay.